If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
E ngā kaiwhakarongo e whakarongo mai ana, tēnā koutou katoa, nau mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori, the podcast where we teach you te reo Māori that you can use in everyday situations. Ko Āpera Woodfine tēnei.
Ko Hemi Kelly. Tōku ingoa.
Aha, ka pai.
Ano, we did last week, e hoa.
We did.
He kaupapa nui. So we'll carry on, eh? We'll carry on looking at ano. We've done the introduction, but it comes into a lot of different sentences, so it's going to come into the sentence that we're looking at today.
Cool, awesome. So, hia ha te kaupapa, no reira.
Asking the question, talking about, do you have a, yes, I have a, and how we do that in te reo Māori.
Cool. So, ownership of items.
And people, if we own them, I don't know. Connection to.
We'll get there, we'll get there.
Hai, ka pai. Pātai, Āpera, ka pēhia tōki, do you have a pen?
Kei a koe, tētahi pene.
Kā rawe, do you have a sister?
He tuahine tōu?
Kā pai e hoa.
Okay.
We did this in class, I think.
We did, yep.
So, there's two ways you can see there. To structure that sentence, do you have a? In English, it's the same sentence, do you have a, and just the subject changes. But in Māori, it's they're two very different sentences. What's the first one? Kei a koe tētahi pene.
Do you have a pen on you? Kind of physically on you, right? Kei a koe tētahi pukapuka.
Kei a koe tētahi wire. Kei a koe tētahi pēke. That sort of thing. You're right. K is showing us that we're talking about this present kind of location. Kei a koe. Is it on you, the subject? Kei a koe tētahi a pene. Kei a koe tētahi pene. While we're there, let's just say, how would you say, do you have some pens?
Kei a koe he pene?
Etahi.
Etahi, right. Kei a koe etahi pene, rather than tētahi, of course.
Ka pai, yeah, and just to show that. So tētahi singular, etahi plural. Kei a koe tētahi pene, kei a koe etahi pene.
You could also say, kei a koe ngā pene as well.
Aye, do you have the pens?
You got the pens?
Kei a koe ngā pene, pai. Kei a koe te raumamau, the remote. Kei a koe te raumamau. Ka pai, so we'll leave that sentence there. That sentence is to say, hey, do you have something like on you now?
Cool. And it's not using the R or category.
Goal.
In that structure.
Goal.
But this structure, on the other hand, will use the R or category, depending on what we're talking about.
Depending on the kaupapa of the kōrero and its connection to you. So I think of this as, it's not on you, but more like, how would you describe it?
Something that is part of your life, I suppose.
Something that you have in your world, in your life. So, for example, do you have a sister? You said, he tuahine tōu. So those are the first two parts of the sentence, he and then the subject. He tuahine, and then it's singular, and
tōu, because it's all category, right?
And it's all category.
Tōu.
Yours. He tuahine tōu. My response, if you're asking me, would be, ai, he tuahine tōku. He tuahine tōku. We're of the same generation, going back to āno.
Cool. And if you have multiple sisters, how would that be?
He tuahine ōku.
Ōku, right. Cool.
He tuahine ōku. And I could ask in the plural too. He tuahine ōu.
Okay, right.
He tuahine tōu. Kei te pai ngā meru are both are good.
Okay, cool.
Ai.
Which one would you lean more towards?
Ah, kei te ahu o whakaaro, I just think it depends on the situation, how you're thinking at the time. I could say, do you have a sister or do you have sisters?
Right.
In English and in te reo.
Mm.
Ane, I'll ask you a few pātai.
Okay.
And just think about, the category that it fits in and why I'm using either a or o. He ngeru tāu?
Kaore āku ngeru.
Kaore. When you reply and you don't, I don't have any, we reply in the plural, kaore āku, and then the subject.
Like, I don't have any cats.
Koia.
It's not just that I don't have one, and there's none.
He mahi tāu?
Ai, he mahi tāku?
Pai, ka pai, pai. Do you have a job? Yes, I have a job. Ai. He hoatou?
Ai, he hoa oku. Is that right?
Ai,
he hoa oku.
Kaore oku hoa.
Yeah. Well, give me one that I don't have.
You've got everything. Ane, he arewhana tou.
Kaore aku arewhana. He mokai.
Oh, tai hoa. He hoiho tou.
Mm. Kaore oku hoiho.
Mm-hmm. Pātai mai kia.
He wakarere rangi tou.
Kaore oku wakarere rangi.
Mm. He teina tou.
Kaore oku teina.
Mm.
Ko au te pōtiki.
Mm.
No, I don't have any younger brothers. I'm the baby. Hai.
He whakaro tou.
Ai, he whakaro tōku. Whakarongo mai. Yes, I have an idea. Listen up. Ka pai hoa. So like, yeah, you can see there, right? We're talking about things that we have in our lives rather than things that we are possessing right now on us. So whānau members, that people, tai atu ki ngā whakaro, we just saw there with an idea. Do you have an idea?
Mm.
And other things that we have, like, you know, He motokā tōu?
Ai, he motokā tōku.
Ka pai, so do you have a car? You say, ai, yes, I have a car. Now I'm going to say, kei a koe tō motokā? Like, do you have it on you now, ne? And so that's how you can use both of these sentences to mean something different in te reo Māori. If we translated them, they both say, do you have a car?
Mm.
Yeah, do you have a car?
How would you answer that question if it was a yes?
Ai, kei ahau tōku motoka.
Kei ahau tōku motoka. And if I didn't?
I would probably actually say, kei konei tōku motoka. Like, my car's here. Kei, and maybe being cheeky there with that one, because I'd probably actually ask naturally, like, kei konei tō waka?
Right.
Is your car here? Yeah. Kei konei taku waka. My car is here.
Kei a koe tō wāriti?
Kau, ko ngaro.
Ko ngaro.
Ai.
Oh.
Maue utu te kai. Ai, kei a koe etahi pūtea?
Kaore aku pūtea.
Kei te whare pēke. Going back to the negation there, we were saying kaore and then aku. Aku or oku. We can use the neutral word there as well, aku, to refer to any subject. So if that helps, if you're learning the structure and you don't want to kind of be thrown by the a or all the time, you can say kaore aku, kaore aku pūtea, kaore aku whare, kaore aku hoa, kaore aku mahi. So we can use aku there to talk about any subject that's, I suppose, here kore, which is, it doesn't have any restrictions to it.
Cool, so that's aku instead of aku, right?
Koia.
Shorter A.
And then the same with taku.
Okay.
So there's two words, taku and aku. They are neutral.
They could say ko apera tōku ingoa or ko apera taku ingoa.
Koia, but not ko apera tāku ingoa.
Right, I see, because it definitely doesn't fit into the R category, but we can use that neutral one if we're a bit unsure.
And then the neutrals for his, her, I would say, ko āpira tana ingoa.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, neutral, here kore, we have tō, o, taku, aku, tana, ana. Those are the neutral words.
To, o, taku,
aku,
aku,
tana,
tana,
ana,
ana.
Yours, singular, plural. My, singular, plural. Theirs, singular, plural.
Okay, cool.
And I'm sorry, Ohoma, but it's not, you can't use it all the time. Mm-hmm. Ano is going to come into it at some point along the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've come across a few learners who were just like, ah, oh, I'll just stick with the neutral. That sounds easier, but it's only going to get you so far. You do want to learn the R and the O as well.
Ka pai, pātai whakamutunga. Last question. He whakaro anō ou, āpira. Any other thoughts? He whakaro anō ou.
Kāore ōku whakaro, e ho?
Ko pau ōku whakaro. Ka pai, ka hoki mai anō māua a te rā wiki e hoa mā. We'll be back next week with a new episode on Everyday Māori. Kia ora.
Mā te wā.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātā Wai, kia ukai poa nō te reo.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.